everybody, and welcome to Raw.
Wrong show, brother.
I was about to say, just like JR,
I'm not quit. Welcome to Wrestling Alliance Radio. War as it is, episode 8. Wow, we've been having so much fun with these episodes that we got to episode 8. It has always been me, my co-host, Duck Goes Bang, Mr. Rimrock, and the Tribal Chef, of course, Mr. Pat Lee. Thank you guys for coming for another round of amazing talk about wrestling. Now, the topic, of course, what we have going to discuss. One thing, live crowds, the pay-per-view that happened, and the shitposting from AEW, apparently, after that pay-per-view. Rem, you know what I'm talking about. Guys, we have live crowds again. What do you feel? Oh my god. Come on. Anybody go off. Sound off.
Hey, live crowds ain't make nothing different, bro. Says some random ass hater, bro. Says some random ass hater, bro. I'm with the live crowds. I loved it. It put some very good energy into the matches, like Roman Edge, like just that, like the crowd was so fired up from the beginning. They didn't even touch each other, bro. And Bama's was ready. Big E winning Mama look way better. Like he really felt the energy, the crowd energy, just him winning and the crowd loving it. It added to the match. It's something that we've all been missing, but you know, it really shows how important that live crowd really is.
Definitely. Did anybody want to speak out from how Friday started off?
Yeah, I'll speak up about Friday. Okay,
you first, Pat.
Not going, you good?
No, I was just going to say before I even got started. Just, I want you to look, a rest in peace to the late, great Biz Markie. And that we keep
yes,
going.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Of course, yes.
Definitely rest in peace, major legend. First off, I was just going to say how great it was to have live crowds again. I grew up watching wrestling from the very first time I saw The Undertaker fight Hulk Hogan. And it's just so crazy to think that in 2021... just how important wrestling is to people, to the point where they still show that same energy and kind of get lost in the experience of watching it. I definitely enjoyed that Vince McMahon was the one who started off the show, how despite what everybody says about what he's done to wrestling over the past 10 or 20 years, people still celebrate him and care about him. He didn't really have to say much. Where the hell have you been? Let the show speak for itself. I'm also glad that Roman and Edge got the pops that they deserve. Y'all already know how I feel about Roman. We're not going to get into that. But just to see Edge come back from that injury and be out for 10 years and just to receive probably the biggest pop of the night, that just shows how great, you know, the fans are and how much they appreciate wrestling. So as far as live crowds goes, I miss them. I'm glad they're back. That's all I can say about that.
Thank you.
Feel the same. It's been such a long journey. I mean, I've watched this whole pandemic era from the very beginning. I tuned into every show. I tuned in into the empty PC and watched all those shows where they couldn't figure anything out. But they were wrestling for us to give us entertainment. Because, like any other company, they could have took the time off. But as we know, in wrestling or in WWE, there's no off. And it did also help us with the Thunderdome, which I also, you know, that was a great concept, but I really missed the crowd. Like, you feel it. It's different. Not the piping sounds. Like, you can feel the emotion, the electricity. It's been a long year and a half. I'm glad the crowd is back. And with these shows, I hope they get better and put on better shows since we have the crowd back. Now, I'm not going to talk about ticket prices because that's crazy.
Oh man, I've seen ticket prices go even just for both shows, it's like I think it'd be like just 100 just for even semi nosebleeds, and I'm like, nah, bro, that's not happening. Like, I know you want us back, but like I didn't want to be back that bad.
Rather drink a White Claw and pay them prices.
See, why are you gonna? That was offline. Now we see, man. You drink one White Claw.
See, you just made yourself guilty, bro. Like, nobody even said it was
right.
You.
Right? Nobody said no name. You, real quick, bro. Porky Pig head ass.
Only on the Raw Wrestling Podcast. I mean, the Wrestling Alliance Radio Podcast. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We're going to have a roast session after this one, I bet. Watch, that's going to happen. That's going to be episode 9. Open Raw, a roast session between everybody here. Anyway, for SmackDown, we did have the 6-man tag, and Edge got the pop that I think... I've heard, like, a lot of pops. I mean, the pay-per-view had a lot of pop, but damn, that was definitely deafening. Like, you just felt it. Like, you felt like everything... A live crowd just brings so much more to the table. Even when we had the return of Finn Balor now to the main roster. Huge yes. pop for him.
Yeah, that,
everybody doing his little pose. Pop. And it was just like, yo, he did the pose. I was like, yo, I want to do it at home. You have Pat McAfee. You know, he's a mark it. Like crazy. You got to do it at home. It feels like one of those things.
I did it myself, bro.
The crowd makes it seem like it pops. We should just talk about at least the matches individually if we can for the 2021 Money in the Bank. The Usos making that promise to Roman Reigns to get them belts, and they did it. Guys, what do you think about that, man? Usos finally coming through.
They had no choice. I understand. It was a pre-show match. I watched it. It was good. You know, they preyed on the inexperience of young Dominic, which was smart, and they did the job because they could not come back to the show without the titles. So, good job for the brothers Oos. You know what I mean? Get in line and fall in line. So they did what they had to
right.
do.
Duck, what's up?
Nothing. The Usos winning, I'm happy about that. I wish it was on the main show, but you know, it's a good match.
It was a little weird that they
agree
did.
With him.
It was a little weird that they put it on the pre-show and to have the title switch on the pre-show, which I don't remember the last time a title actually switched on the pre-show, but hey, I mean, that's what they want to do. Tribal Chef, them your boys, them that's your crew, then.
Yeah, that's my crew and all, but I don't know. Like, I feel weird about the fact that the Usos won the belts, and it has nothing to do whatsoever with the storyline or wrestling in general. It's just like with the whole thing involving Jimmy Uso and the constant DUIs, like it sets, I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth to think that he was literally arrested for drunk driving, and this isn't the first time that it's happened. And he's basically being rewarded for fucking up. Like, you have all these talents who are released from the company who don't have a job or looking for wrestling, for work rather, and he's getting championship opportunities when he should be punished or in rehab. Like, I don't get it.
Now, you're right. Right, because this isn't the first time that he actually caught a DUI, came to work and won a title. So,
he's won the title before, and they didn't stop the push. And it's just like, at what point do you take some type of accountability and say, you know, this is bigger than wrestling, this is bigger than a storyline, and get the man some help?
I mean, motherfuckers don't care when you're making money.
That's the sad truth.
I mean, that's really what it is. He brings in money.
I mean, the New York Mets knew Darryl Shorey spoke with crack back in the day, so there you go.
Right. I mean, shit, you know, think about how many people, like, I mean, look at Austin and look at the Depper situation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did he even take an L from that? Like, when you bring money, you bring money. Like, you know, how many times we've heard about Triple H and his racism, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We heard about it, and, like, we don't know for sure if he did say it or whatever, but look at him.
It seems like a lot of stuff gets swept under the rug, depending on how loud the money talks.
Yeah. Now let him play the get a DUI.
Vince gonna be like, I don't give a fuck if you have kids, bro. Bye.
Right. Wait,
was that Heath Slater?
Mm-hmm.
Money in the Bank, the women's match. Yeah, Asuka, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, Liv Morgan, Selena Vega, Natalia, and Tamina. Like, mad people. Damn. Why is there so many ladies? I was in and out of the match. My Peacock thing was messing up. Y'all saw it. Any opinions? I heard it was doing actually pretty good.
It was a really solid match.
I didn't really see much. So, my Peacock was in and out as well during that match. Sheesh. By the time it came back, the ending was there.
I saw the whole entire match. I honestly thought that... No, I mean, the winner was great. I thought that Nikki deserved to win, and I'm glad she actually won. Honestly, the way they had the match set up made you think Alexa Bliss was going to win, and I think a lot of us would have been upset if she did, because one, we don't want to see this stupid gimmick that she's doing, and two, we want to see something different. Like, people have been saying, you know, they're tired of the same women in the same opportunities, but now people were complaining that Nikki won? I don't get it.
I don't think so much so people complained about Nikki winning. I think it's how she won it. It's the wild shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bama's dead ass acting like she had a force field around her that nobody could touch her. And she just grabbed it. It's like they didn't even try to give her a good finish. It's just like, let's just be stupid. It was weird. We won't really sit here and act like that shit wasn't weird a little bit.
I mean, was like.
I didn't know what was going on. One moment I seen everybody at the top of the ladder, and then she had three picks. I didn't see a fight. I didn't see anything.
Right. It's just like,
okay, well, like, this match.
Like, bro, everybody did that.
Yeah. All right. AJ Styles and Omos versus the Viking Raiders. I didn't think too much of the match. I mean, AJ always does his thing as well as Omos. I mean, he's just a big guy, man. And then I think with a lot more training, like I felt like if Big Show was still on the roster to help him out and train him, he'd do a lot better. But. You know, we had AJ and them defeat the Viking Raiders. I don't think we're going to have anybody anytime soon defeating these two, actually.
They could have definitely agree with you on that one. They could have. I'm getting HBK and Diesel vibes with almost an AJ Styles, too.
I mean, who can really... There's no tag teams... Viking Raiders seem like kind of a joke, seemingly, to themselves. I don't know what the hell's going on there. And then we don't have anybody else legitimately in there. Do you guys have any suggestions who could take this tag team titles off them?
None at all.
Maybe they bring up an NXT tag team or something.
Mm-hmm. No call them up. This is going to ruin them. It's going to split them up in like 2 months or whatever. Oh, unless RK-Bro is still a thing. RK-Bro can still be a thing. I don't know what happened. Maybe taking time off? Hopefully, I'm hoping nothing bad. He just asks for time off to just be with family and then to keep up. I mean, we have Riddle still keeping up the RK-Bro status, so he's running it on the TV, hopefully. Bobby Lashley and Kofi Kingston...
Massacre. Wow. Straight up massacre.
That was a great massacre.
He said what he was going to do it. He did it.
He said this is bullshit.
Look that boy.
Yo, Hanson Swivel was pissed, bro. He had to have a cool point, bro.
Look, he's still out there pissed. He's still out here pissed.
He at least got more time than he did with Brock, though. Shit.
Ass beat. Like, listen, I'd ask for the Brock treatment. Don't be beat my ass like that on TV, the pay-per-view for the people. Like, you all my kids. People come back to beat my ass like this in front of everybody?
In front of a live crowd studio audience?
No bullshit, bruh.
Like, he whooped Kofi out. Like,
I mean, it just felt like you guys said, just a straight up massacre. I mean, a trio of dominators. Come on, though. Like, damn. The commentators, please stop this. Man. I'm gonna hope that yes, damn well needed.
No, I was just going to say, speaking of Bobby, I'm just tuning into Raw right now, and Keith Lee is back.
So am I. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Wow. I want to be more hype, but I don't want to yell into a mic right now.
You're not ahead of me, but I'm waiting for it.
Yo, I mean, I miss Keith Lee. Damn, he kept saying, He kept saying on his Twitter, wait. Something good's going to happen. Wait for you. Well, let's keep it rolling, though. We're talking about the pay-per-view. Keep your eyes on the TV screen.
I can edit this shit out. I can edit all this out.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring it up because I'm excited that we went from Kofi to Brock, from Kofi and Bobby to now Keith Lee.
Right.
Black excellence, baby.
Let's go, bro.
That's just motherfucking.
Yo, look at the entire... Yo, Bobby looking at him like, all right, bro, I see you. But, yo, the audience is eating this up right now. So they waited for a live crowd. They waited for a live crowd to bring him back. So I'm not even mad.
That's the true reason. We didn't really have health issues. That basically just waited it out. But it looked like he trimmed down. He got more stocky, though.
Stocky is definitely, yeah, damn.
He's
just as wide as Bobby.
That's gonna be a heavy hitting one, bruh.
Okay. Alright, damn. Ooh, that took over the topic for 2 seconds.
You don't mean you beat on Kofi.
As a matter of fact, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't edit this out. Hey, listen. While we're talking about wrestling, we might be watching wrestling. Guys, we're going to get hyped for stuff just as much as you're hyped for it. We're probably watching it live. You're watching it live. You're listening to us. We're going to let you know how hyped we are about wrestling. So, yes, you know, we're going to we're gonna keep going because I want to see what's going to happen right here. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. Go.
So
that was a good match. I enjoyed that match. I personally didn't feel the white person won, but maybe they should. Maybe a 2 out of 3. The only reason I feel that way is because I've been watching Rhea since NXT, and she's very good. And since she's been on the main roster, she hasn't really had much of a threat to her title reign. Of course, we knew when Charlotte came back, there was going to be an issue. But it felt like over the last few weeks, she's been getting upper hand over Charlotte. And I figured that she was going to pull this one out because she lost that Mania and lost the NXT title to Charlotte. So I figured as a great payback was to stick to Charlotte and have Charlotte go down a different path. Like, but of course, it's the first crowd and everybody loves the queen and you see what happened. But we got a rematch tonight, so let's see what happens.
All right, go ahead. Anybody else chime in?
I mean, personally, I kind of wish we would have won, but it was a good match. It was a really damn good match, you know? I'm not complaining about the match. I ain't saying the match was good. I personally wish that Rhea would have won, but all in all, it was a really good match.
Well, I'm the tribal chef, Pat Lee, and I'm glad that
Charlotte
to Queen won.
I actually was happy that Charlotte won the match. And it's nothing against Rhea Ripley at all. Rhea's a great talent. I don't even think that this is going to be the end of their feud. I kind of see them going back and forth a bit, maybe bringing Becky in the mix at SummerSlam, and they have a triple threat, and somehow Rhea wins the match again.
It's not a good outcome. I was telling Rob
regardless, it was still a good match.
I was telling Rob earlier, we were talking, I said, yo, Rhea looks like a golf Charlotte. That's her doppelganger.
It's her cover.
He ain't messing with the anointing now.
Yo, is my audio messing up?
Sounds like it's going in and out.
Yeah. It was... Everything just stopped.
It's Peacock's fault.
Right.
Wow. Blame Peacock.
I think Peacock owns Craig.
Is it better? Can y'all hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you better now.
Yeah, you went out and then I went out and I couldn't hear anything. Oh, all right. We were at Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. I was saying I wanted Rhea Ripley to win. I mean, great match either way. It's still recording, so it's probably going to be a blank spot there again. What the hell happened?
That's like, fine. I can do a commercial for that.
All right. And let's just go quickly, I guess, so that way I'm on. I'm just using a hotspot, so fuck that. Men's Money in the Bank. Ricochet, John Morrison, Riddle, Drew McIntyre, Big E, Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Seth Rollins.
That was one.
You know what?
Hell of a match.
It was. It was
nonstop action from start to finish. My man Ricochet, that Boston, yeah, I was in shock. Like
when he,
I had the Matt Riddle face after that. When Riddle tried to push him off the ladder, and my man hit the top rope and turned around and did the 450. I'm like, yo, it's my man crazy. Like, yeah, your man got it.
That was that. Yeah, he went wild with that one.
He went wild. That was hard. But everybody was hitting everything. Man, Riddle was in there throwing RKOs left and right. Seth was having an alliance with the drippy one. And then the whole match was good start to finish, man. Like, I really enjoyed that match. And my man Big E did it. So you know what? We don't know which way he might go. You don't want that smoke from the Tribal Chief.
No, you don't, but jeez, man, like, I gotta say, Big E earned, he deserves it, earned it, put an exclamation point on it. That crowd, that's the pop you need to be hearing when you have these live crowds. That's the, we want this guy here. We want this guy at this spot, and Big E is that guy we need at that spot.
He's a pure face, like, so... You might be the one to go for Roman.
Said that from the beginning, he was going to be the one to go for Roman because you need somebody that the crowd can back up to dethrone him. You need that big baby face to kind of take down the heel. And they planted the seeds, what was it, on Talking Smack, where Paul Heyman was kind of hyping him up a bit?
Like 3 months ago, right?
Yeah. And this is why I always say, like, sometimes you just gotta wait to see what happens. Even with the whole Keith Lee thing on Raw tonight, like, they're saving a lot of these great moments for the crowds to react. And I think they kind of learned their lesson from when Drew McIntyre won the title and how, even though it was a deserving win, it would have been better if he had a crowd to back him up and beat Brock. Like, these are moments that we want to see with the crowd, not just, you know, in a Thunderdome setting. But in any event, getting back on topic, you know, I enjoyed the match for what it was, even though, you know, Peacock kind of fucked up the stream for like the first 5 minutes or so. But nonetheless, it was a good match. It was unpredictable to me because I had no idea who was going to win it. I was even saying at some point Ricochet might have won it the way he was going.
Right, right.
Now,
he came in the wrong ring gear.
Oh, he came in them the booty shorts. Randy be mad at.
Yeah.
Why you looking at the dude shorts though?
Facts.
Yo, bro, you can't miss them. They bright red and white, like they was there. Like you cannot miss them.
All right. Here's my opinion, and I think this is where Well, I'm sorry if you, Duck, did you have something else to add? Or was
nah, but everybody's saying it's pretty that much random, how I'm sorry. Felt.
I looked away.
I genuinely enjoyed the match. And like Pat said, it was hard to predict who would win. You didn't know who would win. Everybody looked great. I enjoyed it. It was a really good match. And for Big E to win it, you know what I'm saying? It was amazing.
Here's where I think this might be leading to. And I know you're building up Big E. And y'all saying that's the man to take out Roman. With the storyline that's going on, Bobby Lashley dominating Xavier Woods in a Hell in a Cell, then destroying Kofi, I'm feeling like Big E's gonna be like, I gotta take my shot. I gotta go at you. You tried to humiliate my bros. Bros for life, literally. Those they was like been like 8 years, something like that. They've been like hanging around each other. I don't even know how long.
Has long. It been that long? Wow.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, that's a bond, man. You're not gonna look back and be like, I cannot see him doing this, and then I can't just go at him and like, yo, this is my turn now. Try to come at me. Try to come at somebody who's as strong as you right now. See what happens. I think that's the path they might go to.
Oh, that's a good. They could.
I didn't even think about that.
It would actually make sense, really.
It would, because I don't see anything with Big E and Roman right now.
But the only reason why I might slightly disagree with that is because, like, I don't know. If we all was at the pay per view last night and Big E did win that, why didn't Xavier or Kofi come out and help celebrate his win of the briefcase? Any other time? One of them singly or together or whatever would win anything, the rest of the group would come out. But this time, it's really, ever since they've been separated, he's been doing things on his own. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even when he won the IC title, they didn't come out. Or, you know what I mean? Like, so it was like, maybe they separated him from the group and letting Kofi and Woods just be their own thing, even though behind the scenes, we know they bro. But, like, for him to win the Money in the Bank last night and we're all at the same location and my bros didn't come out,
I'd be a little upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like, yo, you ever think that, like, at some point, like, Big E's going to turn on them?
I don't think it's going to be Big E that's going to turn. I think it might be Kofi or Woods. And I would prefer Woods because I feel like out of the three of them, he hasn't had a chance to shine with the singles title or even a run. And he's the one that brought them all together.
True. All right. I mean, yeah. Wow. So we got the last match. I mean, I'm not going to spoil on the podcast who won what. Everybody has saw what happened on Raw. Between Bobby Lashley and Keith Lee. Edge versus Roman Reigns, the tribal chief. Actually, let's kick it to the tribal chef, sir. Pa, home run or just a bunt? What's going on here?
Was definitely a home run. This was probably the first match I've seen in months that I legit thought Roman was going to lose. I was at the edge of my seat at every single three count.
Goldberg?
Goldberg ain't nobody. Old ass nigga. Anyway.
Right. What?
As the Rock called Goldberg. What did he call him? A whisker biscuit ball headed bitch? Ain't nobody worried about Goldberg. But anyway. From the moment Roman got speared, I thought it was over. I thought Edge was going to win, get that storytelling victory. But nope. Seth Rollins came out as, you know, we all expected, cost Edge the match, Roman won. Again, it was a great match, great back and forth. I felt like it was probably one of Roman's best matches. But as big of a Roman fan as I am, I honestly felt like the end of that match was like the highlight for me because we haven't seen John Cena in, a year? Like, how exciting was that?
That shit put me off guard. I was in my kitchen when I heard that. Like, is that John Cena?
Yeah, like, I thought that Big E was going to cash in his Money in the Bank, but I didn't expect Cena to show up.
Yeah, me neither.
Wow.
My wife was like, wait, who's that? Like, she heard the music, and it was like, it's John Cena. I'm like, what? Like, you haven't seen him so long? You're like, weren't you, like, wasn't it like WrestleMania 2 WrestleMania? Oh, his son is in the crowd again? Oh, I thought, never mind. It was like, John Cena was gone, and you're like, damn, yo. And again, another big pop out of nowhere. Like, ow, like, that shit hit the crowds. They said that John Cena sucks. He's getting Kurt Angle treatment now, if you think about it, which is great, in my opinion. Because that's setting up a whole nother thing.
Ball-headed bitch right here.
Shush. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we do have on our screens Goldberg and Lashley facing off on Raw. Like I said, we're watching wrestling.
Why?
We do recordings on Mondays.
So they need my man like this for this.
Keith didn't come out to lose.
Why?
Keith, like that for this?
I don't know why, sir.
Why couldn't they just do this at the beginning? Not have Keith Lee come out?
Fuck on, man. Like,
well, you know what the segues to? We have John Cena who came back yesterday, and Goldberg coming back today for what you said. Go ahead, Rib.
You, goddamn, you said it.
My man looking like Scott Bakula. Let's take Quantum Leap. Get the fuck out the ring.
Scott Bakula, wow.
Yo,
took him back with a throwback from the 90s.
God damn.
Goldberg takes a Quantum Leap. He breaks his leg.
This, nobody asked for this. Nobody asked for this. Nobody's wanting this. Come the fuck on.
Hey, yo, starting to think there is a little small section of people who really love Goldberg want to see this shit.
It's not even the issue with Goldberg wrestling. It's the fact that why is he in title matches all the time?
Right. Because he comes back.
He doesn't do anything. Right. He just says, you're next. And then, oh, here's a title match, man. Welcome back. Welcome back from what? He was, what, on his Lazy Boy? What the fuck he's doing? I know he works out, but, you know, fuck, man. Don't give him shit just because he came over there. What?
He's like 57? Like, what is he doing?
Look, he's collecting a paycheck. That's the fuck he's doing. God damn it, man. I mean, we were just talking about this vicious cycle that WWE does. The fucking vicious cycle of, oh, we need a ratings pop. What are we going to do? We got to bring in the part-timer. What part-timer should we get? Well, this guy always used to get the crowd roaring. Let's get him. I was like, all right, bro, but
he's not even a part-timer. Like, he's a temp. Like Goldberg came through the WWE to a temp agency. He's not even a part-timer.
He ran because the court told him to be there.
Independent fucking contractors, that's just Goldberg right there. Oh man, yo, I just feel I feel bad for Bobby Lashley, though. I just really do.
A bad for Keith
Lee. Like, you know something stupid's gonna happen. Keith Lee came in, I'm like, yo, alright, let's do a count out, let's do a DQ. Dude is as big as you. Let's go. And then he just lost clean. I was like, okay. Goldberg. Fucking
spear. 1, 2, 3.
I was like, yo, you've eaten harder shit than that, bro. Come on.
My man Goldberg in his baggy t-shirt, his open bottom jeans and cowboy boots, man. Fuck him.
He's a whole mechanic, bro.
I don't disrespect Joe like that.
I love Joe because I'm a mechanic.
I feel like they're just disrespecting fucking fans right now. Like, all right, y'all came back. Here's this guy again. Are you fucking kidding me? John Cena is okay. Why did you do this shit? Don't do this. Fuck, man. You're insulting people's intelligence at this point. Again, we just came back.
Welcome Monday Night Raw.
Pat, I agree with your post from earlier. John Cena is really looking like Ernest right now.
Hell yeah, he looked like Ernest, bro.
Well, I mean, they Ernest did have Ernest goes to jail.
Now Ernest goes to SummerSlam.
Ernest goes to SummerSlam. He went to jail, he got brawlic, then he goes to SummerSlam. There you go. Ernest gets a title shot. That's what's going on.
Yo, random ass thought, but what if like John Cena was getting beat down by like the tribal chief and the Usos, and he gets the mic and goes, "You know what? I got family." Brings out Dom. tell me what would be like the best story ever.
All the Dom memes. Yo, Rev, you were notorious throughout the entire shit. I don't even care. That was perfect.
I got family.
Motherfuckers like, nah, dude, it's Thanos. Yo. He ain't got family. Like, what the fuck? Like,
yo. Right,
my life, everything, man.
The internet is reckless.
All right, hold on. that one, I think I sent it to you, Rem, right? That Harry Potter one. It was like, it was Dom in the picture, and it disappeared. It was like, well, Dom doesn't have time to be around, and he got family, unlike you, Harry. You said Harry looked like he went to murder the fucker. I was like, yo.
You know, the time was teasing me. He was like, "You ain't got a beard no more." I said, "But I got family."
Oh no, solar roast.
He know, you know, he took it to another switch. He switched it on you. He did a reverse Uno on you, bro. That's it.
Word.
Reverse Uno. That's it. Once you post the Dom meme, that's it. You game over. You got to do another roast, and that should be a top. That should be the next episode. Like, just a nice roast. Like, the class. Don't go hardcore on people, but like some funny shit,
bro.
You know, like, all right, like not the whole thing be a roast, because I mean, if we could do it, I would want to do this debate. What happened?
Nobody's gonna come in this on this podcast to debate anybody over here because we all retarded. So it's like nobody wants to hear it.
Damn.
they won't
you can't
win
use that. Rip, we can't be using that term.
So I'm a product of the 90s, man. Anybody who's born my era knows exactly what the hell I mean, man. Like,
I know. I know what you mean.
Y'all know exactly
we
what
know
I mean.
What you
I'm
mean.
Not, I'm not talking
I
about
know what you mean.
Special needs, man. I'm talking about all sick of that, man. Like, we too quick and witty.
We know
man.
That.
You got to be banned, bro.
Yo, I'm going to get a fucking thing from Apple Podcasts. We reviewed your podcast. You're banned. Like,
can't do anything with Rem anymore. What social media I get on? I get a flag. Wait, I'm like, y'all need to say nothing.
Wait. Yo, wait. You know what they're gonna do? They're gonna turn Rim Rock into Muhammad Hassan. They're gonna be like, oh nah, bro, we gotta take him off.
Nah, bro, you're doing too much.
Hey, yo.
Hello, all you podcast listeners out there. Hope you're enjoying the Cast Iron Podcast with the amazing chef, Patrick Lee. Afterwards, make sure to also tune in to his other podcast, War Wrestling Alliance Radio, the ever-evolving podcast discussing the wrestling topics you want to hear. With myself, Robert Paradox, co-host Rim Rock, Duck Goes Bang, and Pat Lee himself. Tune in for a great time.
This bullshit needs to stop now.
Yo,
oh, there you go. He's back.
We keep getting disconnected too much.
I'm done.
No, but my internet is like fine. I want the house going. You know what? We got censored real quick. That's what it was. It was like, nah. Click. I was like,
told you, Rim won't get us banned out here, bro.
It's me, man.
Yo, how you get banned on Discord? Like, you gotta do some real shit.
Can't say anything.
Nah,
you talking about these guys is why I caught my little 30 plus days on Facebook. I called them skinny fat Indians, and I got banned for 30 days.
Bruh, time out. Don't blame that on us, bruh.
It wasn't China. Like I'm like, yo.
Somebody got offended. I don't know. Maybe, you know what? You know what it is? You know, we have over 2,000 people in the wrestling.
And then I'm on what's the other joint?
Yo.
That joint. What we use now? TikTok. When I'm on TikTok, I'm over here trying to praise the tribal chief. And all I said is, he's that nigga. They pulled my whole video. I can't say nothing on the internet.
Wait, they pulled your TikTok? Or they banned you?
Video is under review. I posted a video.
All right.
And I was saying, why SmackDown is the new number one A show? And why Roman Wrestling, the first person we all seen on SmackDown was Roman Reigns in his title. This is why he's the man. This is why he that nigga. That's it. 10 minutes later, I get an email. You know, you can't be using hate language. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? I'm not going to talk no more. I'm just going to share pictures. I'm good at doing that.
You know what they mean by the hate language, but then it's like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, you gotta look at him like, bro, really? Like, the fuck?
Right. So, you know, I sent it for a review. So they blocked my video instantly, but it's been 3 days. They said somebody get back to me with a decision on the review. I'm like, you know, ain't nobody got time for that.
Listen, the copyright stuff, I feel it's been going way too far. And
with the music, you had a little music in the background. Yeah, that's crazy.
Now you know where that keeps stemming from that whole, I was gonna say Trump for 2 seconds, because that was all the misinformation shit. But before that, it was people always trying to just trying to disparage other people, and Me Too, and then a bunch of Karens and all the other shit. So everything is compiled together. So Facebook, Twitter, and everything is like, well, you can't say these things now. Why? Because these people did fucked up. So we can't have you fuck up either now. So you need to chill.
But it's crazy. How do they make these rules and guidelines? At the same time, we have a Second Amendment right and the freedom of speech. Like, I don't get it.
Freedom of speech
is not political.
It's not. We're not going to get political, but what it is usually the freedom of speech, but not from the freedom of consequences from private companies. Now, these are private companies that are what they state. We have to go within their guidelines. And you know what? Let's just get away from the political aspect of that shit. We're not about
hey,
that.
Hey, Discord, if you're listening, we love you.
We love you, Discord. But anyway, so what else we have is that we have the being the elite. They posted just yesterday with Mr. Matt Hardy. Not yesterday. They posted it today after the pay-per-view. What was it? Basically, Matt Hardy praising the Young Bucks, praising Kenny Omega, saying you are a better representative pro wrestling company than Bobby Lashley, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, and Randy Orton.
What?
Yes, that was what? From Matt Hardy's mouth. And he also praised the Young Bucks. They're the greatest of all time and better than the Hardys themselves. And he puts the Hardys as number two. I shit you not. Yes.
I have to speak on this one.
Okay.
Go, please.
Thank you, Pat.
Now,
here
first of all,
welcome.
Fuck hey, the Bucks.
Yes!
Fuck the Bucks.
Thank you.
I would much rather watch an octopus have sex with an ostrich than watch the Bucks wrestle. I don't care how dumb that fucking sounds. I can't stand them. Now, with that being said, he's not really wrong in saying that Kenny Omega is a better representation of a pro wrestling champion, because technically the WWE isn't a wrestling company. So I kind of get that. But to discredit his career as a Hardy Boy and as a tag team champion, nah.
Yeah, that's weird, bro.
Like, he's discrediting himself, though. Like
you gotta be like you really telling me that you that money is that important to you that you would shit on yourself? Nah, fam, you know your career is better than theirs. Like, nah, don't even do that, bro. That's weird.
That's fucking weird.
Hey, I'm gonna pause for 2 seconds, and this is why, just for that statement, WWE's gonna feed Jeff the Karrion Kross. Carry on.
Oh, wow. Nice. I wasn't even paying attention to the TV. I was making sure to, like... For me,
to ask you.
I know that's the Tribal Chef's new the best general insult you could just say about somebody who's just like, you want
to
say
credit
fuck
to Ron
them?
L for that. I mean, sorry, credit to Duck.
Thank you. She ass nigga, you know who you is, neckbeard motherfucker.
Oh shit, this is gonna be the greatest podcast that probably will not air. Nah.
This is like an official extra.
I'm not saying anything anymore. I'm gonna be quiet.
Nah, this right here just gotta be considered an extra, bruh. This is the extras.
No.
This is behind this is the stuff.
Deleted right. My ass. Don't bet none shit be deleted. It's a podcast. It says explicit Love when file. You post a podcast. Fuck that. But in any case,
listen, Michael Rappaport can do it, so can we.
Fuck, I took. See, I had the same reaction. Shit, I can't even fucking tell.
I'm sorry, bro. That shit was funny as hell, bro.
Oh my god. Alright, what I need to say is definitely that, alright, Kenny Omega for wrestling, professional wrestling, fine, yes, collector of belts, this is how it was back in the day, yes, I get that. The simple fact of the character is so despisable, but not in a despisable, I don't like you kind of way, more like a, you corny as shit, bro. Like, you look like a loser, you look like a random, alright, now I say random dude. You look like a lucky dude that got worked out in their mom's basement and then decided to be a professional wrestler. And, like my wife still says, he's still like a virgin, like he never seen an actual vagina before. So, it's, like, I can't believe Kenny Omega as an actual conduit of, top guy. I'm sorry, I've seen all this New Japan stuff, I've seen the same thing. It just doesn't feel like that. Jay Wyatt, I can feel that.
Jay White.
If he were in the WWE, he would be Jay Wyatt.
He just picks up the Wyatt.
Jay Wyatt. But
Ray's lost cousin,
brother Abigail.
Oh shit!
If they go that route, I want my credit.
Yeah, make it trademark. To say he's better than Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns
is right now.
To say he's better than Bobby Lashley and Roman Reigns, who are dominating, who are establishing what a champion feels and looks like. No, fuck off on that end. Young Bucks, fuck the Young Bucks. I don't even care about them, so I don't have anything else to say. Go ahead, guys. Shit.
Nah, I agree with you, and I like the fact that Bobby and Roman is bringing longevity back to title reigns. Can we get an amen to that?
Amen.
Like, amen.
Hallelujah. Titles in a while, man. Like, these guys are really holding on to them titles by any means necessary.
Bringing longevity back? Like, longevity has been here. Like,
I'm talking about Brock. He don't count.
I'm just saying, bro.
we talking about working longevity. We not talking about, I'm the champ. I'll be back next year for another match. No, we talking about.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, there's other companies out here. If you talking just for WWE, all right, I'm with you on that.
I'm talking about WWE. You know, I don't be really watching outside of WWE.
I'm
a WWE stan, man. Come on, we're going to act like we don't know that. I just now said we're going to be AEW, right?
If we're
going to
talk about longevity.
Hey, yo, it's bro, it's the wildest shit. I defend AEW like I would actually watch it. That's the funniest shit, bro.
If we're going to talk about longevity, I would also like to bring Walter into that mix, who's been putting on classic matches in NXT UK over the seas. That, I think he's holding for over a year already.
Has he had that title since he took it from Homeboy, right? What was his name? Pete, right?
Yeah, man. He wrecked Pete Dunne, like, and he's been destroying these. Almost 2 years ago, I think. So he is working, I think, on his second year, and then you want to talk about longevity and also just good matches. I know a lot of people don't watch NXT UK, but if you just want to watch NXT UK just for the title matches and for Walter, I 100% want you to watch those matches. Because the last match that I saw with Ciampa, that was the last match, I believe. If I'm missing something, I'm sorry. That was amazing. And, hey, we have Jay Bird here. Jay Bird saying, I would like to see Hardy as NXT champ and taking on some people in NXT. Hey, Jay Bird, thank you for joining us. Wow, what do you guys think about Jeff Hardy going to NXT, guys?
I would be all right with that.
This match right here.
I mean, it's a cross right now.
He's doing on the main roster.
He just beat Karrion Kross.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. As we literally are talking about this, guys, who are listening to the podcast, Jeff Hardy rolled up Karrion Kross. The most
Did they eat some of Matt Riddle's brownies? Like, what the fuck?
So
this is Cross's first debuting in WWE. Period. His first time being picked since he's came to NXT. Since he's been in the WWE, this is his first loss.
Yeah.
Wow! In such a horrible fashion.
You know, we don't like. Well, I mean, Jeff Hardy had to cheat, apparently. But still, what Jay Bird was saying, would you guys like to see him?
We rolled him up.
Yeah, would you guys like to see Jeff Hardy in NXT and then doing his own thing in NXT? I don't know what they're doing to NXT guys already. What the hell's going on here? It's not a good night for NXT on Monday Night Raw, apparently.
Guys have more opportunity. Yeah. I mean, NXT, they have more opportunities. They get to have more matches with different people. I mean, we finally seen Jeff get a win. Get somebody different.
Jeez. I mean, yeah, that's true. And, you know what? I addressed the questions. Anybody else have anything else they want to bring to the forefront?
Everybody be kind to each other and love each other. It's like pitching up to the powerbomb to a table.
Peace, love, and soul.
Man, fuck Goldberg.
Wow, that was very...
Agree.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a lot of work. Always applause to Rim Rock for the great work that he does. Thank you so much, man. He is basically the one that makes all this audio stuff work and happen, and mixing all the sounds and music together. It'll actually, man, he makes it work. Thank you so much. God bless you, man. And then you always running the Rim Rock Chicken. I want to shout out Rim Rock's Chicken. Rim Rock, do a little commercial for yourself, bro. Go ahead. Because you know what? I'll be seeing everybody applauding you on Facebook and everything like that. Go ahead. Tell everybody about yourself. About that, the restaurant.
My name is Rim. If you're ever in the Berkshire County area, that's the 413 of Massachusetts. If you're a little bit hungry, you're tired of McDonald's, you don't want Burger King, or you don't want any Dunkin' Donuts, come by Rim Rock's Fried Chicken, 117 Finch Street, Pittsfield, Mass. I'll feed that ass. www.rimrockfriedchicken.com.
That was the most seductive food commercial I ever heard in my life.
Well, I mean, Mr. Pat Lee, you do have your own podcast yourself. Please,
with that too. I gotta make it sexy.
Might as well. Please, go ahead.
Extra sexy. Dial the voice down extra a bit.
Sexy. And make it sexy.
Yo, what the fuck? Yeah, with a bunch of guys talking about sweaty men oiled up. Go ahead, make it sexy.
You've seen videos of people cooking. Have you ever heard somebody cook a delicious piece of fried chicken? That sizzle. Check out the Cast Iron Podcast on Apple and Spotify with the one and only Chef Pat Lee. Join me as I make your favorite meals. Hear every sizzle, hear every taste, every smell. And also, you get to hear interviews with some of the most hottest up-and-coming chefs out there. So check in for Cooking with Pat Lee's Cast Iron Podcast, only on Apple and Spotify. I don't know what the fuck is up with this music, but I like it.
All right, guys.
I think we have to end it on that note.
All right, we're on a bonus at time here, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been Dunkos Bay, Rim Rock, the Tribal Chef. Having the most fun I've had in a Monday for a while. Jesus. Guys, thank you so much. And as always, watch out for the next episode of War Wrestling Alliance Radio. This has been episode 8. And then watch out for episode 9 coming out soon. Hopefully, we're going to have that debate. Check it out. Peace out.